Shalom to all. Today's office about Basra Kufchafe, and we are starting Kufchaf Talanoma Bay is about 7 lines off from the bottom with the words Armalir Abacha Bar Ravler Ravina. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing a Bechor receiving Pishnaim that he gets double, and the case at hand is that the Yarshim inherited a Shtar Chayv, a non Jew owed their father money, and there's Ribbis as well. Rebbe had said the Bechor gets Pishnaim in the loan and in the Ribbis, and what about the Chachamim? So Shmuel holds that according to the Chachamim, the Bechor doesn't get double in either the loan or the Ribbis. However, we quoted a Psak. That they sent a psak from Eretz Yisrael that a bechor does get double in the loan itself, according to the Chachamim, just not in the Ribbis. As we continue discussing this, Amar Rabacha bar Rav Ravina, Racha bar Rav told Ravina, Ikla Amemar la'asrin, Amemar visited our area, Vidarsh and Yidarshin, bechor noital pishnayim b'milva, the bechor takes double in the halva itself of a loy Ribbis, but not in the Ribbis. Amalei Ravina told him, Nardai l'tamayu, those from Nardah are l'shitasam. Amemar is from Nardah, and as we're going to see, Rav Nachman, who is from Nardah as well, holds the same exact thing. Where do we see this? In the following memra. And this once again refers to this case of money owed to their father, and they're collecting this debt after he died, and whether or not the bechor is going to get double in that. And here we have machlokes. Dama Rabba. Rabba says, Gavu karka yashloi, gavu mois einloi. If they collected karka, property, for this debt owed to their father, so then the bechor is going to get double in that, but if they collected money, he's not going to get double. And right now we're understanding this is because karka is already like it was owned by their father when he was alive. It was meshubit to him, so it's like it was his, and therefore he's going to get double in that. But money is not considered his. The money they're collecting now is not the same money that their father lent the guy, and therefore, he's not going to get double in the money. However, Rav Nachman says the opposite. Gavu mois yeshloi, gavu karka einloi. If they collected money, he's going to get double in that. But if they collected karka, he's not going to get double. And that's because, as we're understanding right now, the father didn't lend this guy karka. He lent him money. So when they collect money, it's like they're collecting the same money that their father lent, and therefore he gets double. But when they're collecting karka, well, their father didn't lend karka, as we just said, and therefore he doesn't get double. Now, before we explain the shitas, we already see very clearly that Rav Nachman also holds that a bechor is going to get double in a loan that was collected after the father's death. Now we're going to discuss our shitas. Amalei Abai L'Rabba. Abai asked Rabba, L'ditcha kasha, L'Rav Nachman kasha. There's a question on you, and there's a question on Rav Nachman. L'ditcha kasha, we have a question on you. Kufchaf Hayamun Aleph, Maishna Mayiz Deloi. Why is it that when the Yarshim collected money for their father's debt, that the Bechor is not going to get double? And the reason why that is Delav Hani Mayiz Shava Kavuin, because this money wasn't left to them by their father. It's new money that came to this state afterwards, so he's not going to get double on that. Well, Karkanami, even when they collect property, Lav Ha Karka Shava Kavuin. This is not property that their father left them over. It wasn't their father's property, they just collected it from the guy who owed their father money. And furthermore, besides the fact that it should be the same, I have a question on you, Rabba, because this psak of yours contradicts a different psak of yours. Ha'atu da'amrit, or according to some of your sages, it's ha'amar mar, ha'amar hu da'amar, either which way he's trying to say, that you yourself, Rabba, said, mistabar time of the b'nei marava, that this father of the b'nei marava, the chom b'nei tistrol, makes sense, the ikadim safta v'zavna, zvina zvini, that if the grandmother got up and she sold it, it'd be a valid sale. Now this has to do with a case that we're going to see at the bottom of this amud. And we're not going to get into the case right now, but the insight that we get from there is that karka owned by somebody before they die is considered theirs 100%. Even though maybe after they die, it's technically supposed to go to somebody else, while they're alive and they have rights to this property, it's theirs 100%. So much so that if they want to sell it, they could. And therefore, it should be the same thing over here. This Baal Chayv, who had his property collected from him by the Yusaimim after their father died, that's not considered to be muchzik by their father when he was alive. It was still owned by the Baal Chayv, and therefore, it's not considered something that the Bechor should get double in. And so those are the questions on you, Rabba. Abai continues, Rav Nachman Kasha, it's also problematic in Rav Nachman. The first question is the same. Mashna Karka Deloi, why is it that according to Rav Nachman, when the Yusam collect Karka for their father's debt, that the Bechor does not get double, the Lav HaKarka Shava Kavuin, because this is not Karka that their father left them, it was collected after he died, well, Mayis Nami, even if they collect money, Lav Hani Mayis Shava Kavuin, this is not money that their father left them, their father lent this guy a $100 bill, and they collected 520s after the father died. It's totally different money. We also know that Milva Leitzon Nitna, that when a person gives a loan, that money is meant to be used. What else is a person borrowing money for? And so obviously the money being paid back is totally different money. It's not the same exact money that was given, and so there should be no difference between money and karka. Va'ayin, furthermore, we have a steer of Nachman Minei Ubei. Ha'am Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua, Rav Nachman himself said, Yusayim Shigavu Karka B'chavis Avien, if Yusayim collected karka because of the chayv of their father, Baal Chayv Chayzer B'gayv Mehen, a Baal Chayv could come and take it from them. Meaning we have a situation where a father died and he was owed money by Ruvain and he owes money to Shimon. So if the Yusayim collect karka from Ruvain, Shimon can now come and take that karka. Now, the only way they're able to do that is that this karka was considered their father's when he was alive, because we know that somebody who's owed money by a father is not allowed to collect from the Yusayimim. And so it must be the only way they could collect from the Yusayimim is if this karka was considered the father's while he was still alive. So we see that even according to Rav Nachman himself, that karka is considered to be owned by the father while he's alive. How could Rav Nachman say the opposite? So Amar Leh, Rabba responded to Bai by saying, saying, loyalty kasha, loyalty Rav Nachman kasha. It's not a problem with me or Rav Nachman. Time in the B'nai Ma'arava kamrinon. We're just giving a reason in the B'nai Ma'arava. We're explaining why the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael paskin like they did, v'lon lo yisvirulon. We don't hold like that. We hold like Shmuel and Shitas Chachamim that we had mentioned in the introduction to today, that a Bechor does not get double in their father's chayv whatsoever. We're just explaining Shitas B'nai Ma'arava why that would be. So you can't ask any questions on us. So another Gemara explains, my safto. What's this case of the safto that we had mentioned previously? And here's a story. There was a fellow who told others, we have a guy who's on his deathbed, he's very sick, he's about to die, and he's fairly young, and he told people around him, it could be his relatives, I want all my nechasim after I die to go to my grandmother. It could be his mother's father or his father's father, doesn't really make a difference. And ubasra, after her, after she dies, liartoi, I want it to go to my yorshim, meaning to my kids or my brother or whoever my immediate yorshim are. Now, Havalei Barta, he had a daughter, Tavana Siba, who was married at that point in time. Now, what happened after this guy died? So his nechasim went to his grandmother, and then this guy's daughter, Shechiva B'chai Baila, she died while her husband was still alive, U'B'chai Safta, and while her grandmother was still alive. And so nechasim never had a chance to go to her. Al Pi Derech HaTeva, in the way of the world, it would be assumed that the grandmother would die, and then all these nechasim would go to this great-granddaughter. That's not what Hashem had in mind, and this daughter died first, and then the Safta died. So what happened? Basar Shechiva Safta, after the grandmother died, Asabal, the husband of this great-granddaughter, came along, Katava, he was Tavan, and said, I get this property. My father-in-law had said before he died that it goes to his grandmother and then it goes to my wife. And even though my wife's not around, I'm a Yairish of my wife, so the property should go to me. What's it did over here? So we have Machlekes. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Liartai v'afil liarte yartai. When this fellow who had died said that after my grandmother it goes to my Yarshim, he meant to say that it goes to my Yarshim and even the Yarshim of my Yarshim. So his Yairish was his daughter, and the Yarshim of his Yarshim is his daughter's husband. So the property goes from this guy's grandmother to her great-granddaughter's husband. However, Rav Anan Amar, Rav Anan says that no, liyartai v'loy liyartai yartai. When this fellow said it goes to my yarshim after my grandmother dies, he meant to say his immediate yarshim and not his yarshim's yarshim. And therefore, it's not going to go to his son-in-law. It's going to go to one of the other yarshim. Now, what's a psak halacha? Shalchem itam, they sent a message from there, meaning from Eretz Yisrael. Hilchasak vasad Rav Anan, the halachasak Rav Anan, that the husband of the great-granddaughter does not get to yarshim these nechasim from the great-grandmother. V'lav mitameh, it's just not because of his svara. Like him, the Baal Lo Yaris, that the husband doesn't get this Yerusha, Vlav Mitameh, but it's not because of his Svara, the either Rav Anan Savar. Rav Anan holds, Afalgav da Havale Bura Libarte Lo Yaris, that even if it were to be a situation that this guy's daughter had a son, which means it would be this fellow's grandmother's great great grandson, he wouldn't Yarshin it, according to Rav Anan. Because Rav Anan's Svara was that the guy only meant his immediate Yarshim and not anyone who's a step away from an immediate Yaresh. But Valahi, that's not true. The Ilu Havale Bura Libarte Vada Yaris. If this fellow, this original guy that gave his stuff to his grandmother, had a grandson from his daughter, meaning his daughter had a son, that grandson would yarshin it, meaning he would yarshin his great-great-grandmother. Ubal hainu taima de lo yaris, the only reason why the husband doesn't yarshin is mishum de havali roi, it's considered roi, v'ein abal noita b'roi kama mochsek, and a husband doesn't get roi like he does mochsek. As we mentioned already a couple of times, a husband only yarshins his wife in that which she was mochsek in when she died. If she had this property, she owned it at the time of her death, then her husband yarshins it. But something that was going to come to her eventually, he does not yarshin that. And since his wife died before her grandmother, once the grandmother dies, that's just considered roi, and the husband does not yarshin it. So we see the halachas of Rav Anan, but not because of the same svar that Rav Anan shared with us. Nothing more tells us, Mechlad Rav Huna Savar, this implies that Rav Huna, who argues that Rav Anan, holds Baal Noita B'roi Kiva Mochsek, that the husband does get roi like he gets mochsek. Because again, Rav Huna said that the husband does get to yarshin his wife's great-grandmother. But obviously that's a problem. We know that a husband does not get roi, so why is he yarshining his wife's great-grandmother? And the answer is, Amar Blazer, Blazer tells us, Darza Niftach B'Gdailim, this thing was started out by the G'dailim, by the Great One, which is referring to Rav Huna, V'nistayim B'Ktanim, and it's going to be concluded with Ktanim, and he's talking about himself. Rav Blazer's referencing himself as a Katan, and that's just an expression of his Anava, and here he explains why Rav Huna says that the husband yarshins his wife's great-grandmother, Kol Ha'omer Acharecha, anytime a person says Acharecha, Ka'omer Me'achshav Dami, it's as if they said Me'achshav. In other words, in this particular situation, it's not considered like a Yairesh. When this fellow was dying and he said it goes to my grandmother and after her it goes to my immediate Yairesh, which in this case would be his daughter, it's like he's giving a gift. It's not a Yerusha. It's like he's saying, I'm giving a gift to my grandmother. Part of the stipulation of this gift is that after my grandmother finishes using it, because she died, that gift is now being given to somebody else. It's as if he said Me'achshav. So really, if we put on different glasses, it's like this person is actually giving this property to his daughter, and it's just that he's allowing his grandmother to use it as long as she's alive. But the moment she dies, it automatically goes back to the daughter, because again, it's as if it was given to her in the first place. And therefore, when the grandmother dies, since it's considered like it was always the daughter's, that's why her husband gets the yarshin her, and it's not considered roi. It's 100% muchzek. However, Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us, mistabra time of the b'nei Rava, it's more logical to go like the b'nei Marava, who paskin like Rav Anan, that the husband does not yarshin. Why is that? The ikadim safta v'zavna, zvina zvini. If this grandmother, while she was still alive, decided to sell the property she was given by her grandson, it would be a 100% sale. We wouldn't say, oh, it's not a valid sale because really it's owned by her great-granddaughter. No, it's hers 100%. She's allowed to sell it, no problem. And therefore, it's more like a Yerusha rather than a gift. And that's why it's mistabra to go like the b'nei Marava, that the husband does not yarshin. Now, what's the halacha in all these previously mentioned cases? Amar of Papa of Papa tells us, Hilchasa the halacha is, Eina bal noitel b'roik of muchzek, a husband does not get something that was right to come to his wife like he does muchzek. Number two, Eina b'char noitel b'roik of muchzek, a b'char as well does not get right like he does muchzek. He only gets double in something that his father was muchzek in, but not something that was right to come to his father. Furthermore, Eina b'char noitel p'shnayim b'milva, bein shagavu karka, bein shagavu mais, a b'char does not get double in halva. He doesn't get double in money that was owed to their father, whether they collected karka or money. And this is according to the opinions of both Rabba and Rav Nachman, as we had said in Amud Aleph. And lastly, Kuf Chavav Amud Aleph on the top, Umilva She'imai Palgi. A halva that's with him, they have to split. This is referring to a case where the Bechor borrowed money from their father, and after the father dies, obviously he has to pay the estate back, but then he's going to collect some of that as part of his Yerusha. And the question is, what about his double portion? Does he collect double as well in this money that he's paying to the father's estate, or does he not get double in that? And that's what we mean, Palgi. We split that second portion, since it's a suffix, it's mamon multiple suffix, so chalkin, we're going to split it 50-50. So for example, if there's three brothers and this Bechor owes their father $400, they would split that into four ways. All the brothers, including the Bechor, would get $100 because that's just a regular portion. And then the $100 that would technically be the chelik Bechaira, that's split because again, as we just said, it's a suffix whether or not he's going to get a double portion in this halva that he owns his father. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Bechor. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.